Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Dave Asprey's Game Changers. So Sophie, does the classic advice to work harder and push through your weaknesses sound like a good plan to you?
Hey there, Sam. It sounds exactly like the advice Asprey wants to tear down. He argues that willpower is a finite resource, and grinding through your limitations is a recipe for burnout.
Right, so it's not about being lazy. He says real game changers set up their lives so the right behavior becomes effortless.
Exactly. If you're using willpower to resist donuts every day, you're fighting a losing battle. You should just remove the donuts from the equation.
So what's the foundation of all this? He says it's your biology, specifically your mitochondria, right?
Yes. Those tiny organelles produce the energy for everything you do. If they're sluggish, you'll feel tired and foggy no matter how disciplined you are.
And modern life is basically a war on them. Processed foods, toxins, stress, and lack of sunlight. We're doing a lot of damage.
Right. He recommends protecting them with diet, supplements, cold exposure, and intermittent fasting. Then there's metabolic flexibility, which is your body's ability to switch between burning glucose and fat.
So most of us are stuck burning sugar because we eat all day. That leads to crashes and brain fog.
Yes. He says tapping into your own fat for energy is powerful, but he's careful to say it's not about starving yourself. It's a gradual shift.
That's good to know. Then he moves to psychology. What's his take on emotions?
He says negative emotions like fear and anger are features, not bugs. They evolved to protect us.
So we shouldn't suppress them, right?
Right. When you suppress them, they only get stronger. So you need emotional agility, which means observing the emotion and choosing your response.
That's the skill. He also talks about learned helplessness from Martin Seligman, the belief that your actions don't matter.
Yes. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Asprey calls the solution turning on the light, which means examining the stories you tell yourself.
And then he gets into trauma. Not just big trauma, but small cumulative stuff.
Exactly. Being bullied or a difficult breakup can wire your nervous system for hypervigilance. He suggests healing through somatic experiencing or EMDR.
Even psychedelics under professional guidance?
Yes, though it's controversial. He's clear that he's speaking from his own experience.
That vulnerability makes his advice more credible. Then he talks about relationships and biological resonance.
We literally sync up with the people around us. If you're around stressed people, your nervous system mirrors theirs. So choosing your inner circle is a performance decision.
So I should be careful who I spend time with.
Absolutely. It changes your biology. And your physical environment matters too, like air quality, light, and in grounding.
Then there's state management. Your performance in any moment depends on your physiological state.
Exactly. If you're stressed, you make poor decisions. If you're calm, you're creative. He uses breathing, cold exposure, and music to shift state.
So you can use the body to influence the mind. And he demystifies flow, right?
Yes. Flow triggers include a clear goal, immediate feedback, and operating at the edge of your abilities. He also mentions caffeine and theanine.
So you can create the conditions for flow. Then he challenges the Protestant work ethic.
He says suffering and hard work aren't inherently virtuous. The most successful people work smart, which often means working less and prioritizing recovery.
That's the part that got me. I always thought pushing harder was the answer, but he says rest is a necessity.
Yes, your brain and body need time to repair. Without rest, you get burnout.
So he's describing this new human who takes control of their biology, psychology, and environment.
And the message is hope and agency. We're not victims of our genes or circumstances.
So you have to become your own scientist. Test things on yourself and question authority.
Exactly. You can't outsource your performance to a doctor or a guru. You have to design your life so the right behaviors become easy.
My takeaway is simple. Don't fight your biology, work with it. Set up your environment, your relationships, and your recovery so you can thrive.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com. The book is ultimately a call to play a different game, one where you work with your biology instead of against it. We'll see you in the next one.